On Thursday afternoon, I reached a town called Bogere, which is about 250, 300 kilometers west of the capital, Bangui. I went there to investigate a massacre that had occurred on the 24th of January, during which tens and tens of civilians were killed. However, when I got to the town, I discovered that another massacre had taken place 3 days earlier on the 10th of February. In this second massacre, all the remaining Muslims, those who had not already been killed or fled on the 24th of January attack, so they were either killed or fled during this latest attack on the 10th of January. There were bodies literally littering the streets. Some of them were burned. Some of them were mutilated. I saw two that were being chewed on by dogs. The bodies had been left in the streets in the Muslim quarter of the town, which is where most of the killings happened, and the homes were either burned or thoroughly ransacked. Three of the bodies were of women. One of the bodies was of a little baby who could not have been more than 6 or 7 months old. I don't think that the baby himself was killed. It looked as though he may have just been lost by his parents as they fled, because he was lying face down by the door of a house. He had no injuries, but he was dead. And then in one of the abandoned houses, I found a little girl, aged about 11, who was crouching in a corner in the dark. She had not eaten or drunk for the previous 4 days, since the day of the massacre, and she was so weak that she couldn't even stand up. She was terribly traumatized. She said that her parents were killed. I understand from other residents of the town that her father was killed on the 10th of February, the day of the most recent massacre, whereas her mother may have been killed during the previous massacre. So the villagers said that because she was the only Muslim survivor in that town, that they couldn't look after her and that I should take her, which is what I did. And thankfully, I managed to get her to a safe place a long way away from there.
What now will happen to the young girl?
Obviously, now the child protection agencies, international organizations, are going to start to look for any relatives that she may have, and she's being taken care of for now.
Do you know how she managed to survive this massacre?
First of all, on the whole, these militias have, by and large, mostly targeted men. They have also killed women and children. Generally, they don't target women and children. I mean, it certainly happens that they kill them, because when they are either hitting indiscriminately, or in some cases, you know, there may be individuals who do target, but generally they haven't. But basically, she was hiding in the corner of an empty house. Nobody had seen her. I mean, even the residents of the town did not know that she was there. It was only when I was there that some children who had gone snooping around in the empty Muslim houses who came and told me that there was this Muslim child in one of the houses.
So she's going to be okay now. I know you said that she had not had anything to eat or drink in about maybe 4 days. So do you think she will survive?
Yes. I mean, we took her to a doctor who said that she was obviously exhausted and dehydrated, but she was being taken care of. So I think there is every chance that she will survive. Obviously, life's going to be difficult for her. She's lost her parents. I don't know if she has any family left, and if so, if it will be possible to find them.
You have just arrived back from Bangui as of last night. So what is the situation there right now?
This dynamic that started several weeks ago of Christian anti-Balaka militias going after the Muslim minority of the country, systematically attacking them, killing them, destroying and burning down their homes and businesses and looting their property. That dynamic has continued to spiral. So at the moment, we are seeing the Muslim population of the Central African Republic being forced out of the country at a lightning speed. Places that I visited in the past few weeks where there were thousands of Muslim residents are now completely devoid of any Muslims. Those who are still in towns and villages, even in the capital, they are basically just waiting for a safe way out of the country.